This happened when I was much younger. And it was back way before the clown trends of like 2016, where everybody was dressing up as clowns. I was about 10 years old, and I lived with my parents and my older sister. One night, though, I found myself home alone. I can't remember exactly where my sister was, but my parents were at family's, but it was something where I would have been really bored. I didn't stay at home by myself too often. Our house and neighborhood was pretty normal for the most part. We had a small-sized front yard as well as backyard. The neighborhood street was generally pretty quiet, but we had a good amount of neighbors. After my parents left, I probably just watched TV in the living room and hung out. I don't remember exactly what I did. A few hours in, though, at maybe 9 p.m., I remember that I heard this noise. I couldn't quite tell what it was, but it sounded like it was coming from the front door area. Like maybe it was somebody knocking on the door, but quietly, or maybe they were trying to unlock the door or open it. I couldn't quite make out what exactly the sound was, but for a moment I thought that maybe my parents were home already. After not hearing anything for the next few seconds, I decided to get up and look. I walked over towards the front door. As soon as I was walking past it, though, I saw a clown standing there. I noticed through the little window on the front door, there was a guy wearing a clown mask just standing there, literally staring right into the door. I was not expecting to see it at all. I jumped back and then ran all the way upstairs. Then I found a phone and I called my parents. However, they did not answer at the time. I was really scared from seeing the clown man. I didn't hear any more noises or anything, so I went over to an upstairs window where I could look outside near the front door. When I did, I saw that the clown man was now gone. This made me feel a little bit better. I didn't know why he had been there in the first place, but it seemed as though he was gone now. So I went back downstairs and then looked around out the front window. I still didn't see the clown anywhere, so I returned to the living room couch and resumed watching TV. Sometime later, maybe like 30 minutes, I got up to go into the kitchen. When I was doing this, I passed by a back window, and that's when I saw him again. The guy dressed as a clown was standing right on the other side of one of the windows and looking into the house. As soon as I saw him, I immediately turned and ran away. This time I ran upstairs and went all the way to my bedroom. I was really scared and did not want to leave my room at all. However, not long after this, as I was hiding under my blankets, there was a call on the phone. I left my bedroom and went out into the hallway and answered it. It was my parents calling back. I told them what was going on, and they said that they were on the way home now. I went back into my room and hid there for the rest of the time until my parents returned. When they did, the clown was gone. My dad searched the entire property, but the clown was nowhere to be seen. I was glad that he was gone, and I'm not sure why he was there in the first place. Maybe it was just somebody trying to be funny. But going into the backyard and looking through a window is a little too far for a prank, if you ask me. After that night, I didn't want to stay at home alone for a long time. This happened a few months ago. I was hanging out at my girlfriend's apartment one night, and I ended up staying kind of late. This happened all the time, but it wasn't a big deal because I only lived a few miles away. It was just under a 10-minute drive to get back to my place. By now, as you could imagine, the roads were very quiet. So that's how I noticed that I might be getting followed not long into the drive. I didn't know for sure, but I just remember that a car was behind me, and when I turned at one road, it did the same thing. I don't remember exactly when it started to follow me, and after the first turn, I thought nothing of it. The way back to my apartment, though, was not a straight shot, and I had to turn a few times. For the next three turns, the car did the same as me. I just found this odd, and we were basically the only two cars on the entire road. The closer we got, the more I wondered if I was being followed. Of course, with it being late at night, I was probably just feeling slightly paranoid. I didn't actually seriously believe that I was being followed, but I was curious. Then, I came to a stoplight. There was a red upcoming at an intersection. To that point, I had not been able to see who was behind the wheel of the car behind me because it was too dark. When I got to the intersection, there was a bit more light there. I looked back in my mirror, and I saw who was driving. The guy looked like a clown. His face was painted, and his hair appeared dyed red. He also had a red nose on. It wasn't a funny clown, though. It just looked creepy. This was a bit unsettling, because it was nowhere near Halloween time or anything. I didn't know why some guy would be out driving late at night looking like a clown. When the light turned green, I kept going with the clown still following me. We made another turn and I was a little bit more nervous. Soon we were approaching my apartment complex. It is several buildings with a large parking lot sort of in the middle. As I pulled into the lot, the clown did too. That's when I realized that I could not just park and try to go inside, so I kept going through the parking lot and then turned out at the next area. When I did this, the clown did not turn out of the parking lot, but kept going farther into it. I let out a sigh of relief. I got back onto the road, and I guessed that it was just a big coincidence, and for some reason, somebody who lived at my apartment complex was dressed as a clown. They also happened to drive home right behind me the entire way. It was weird, but I figured I'd drive down a ways, come back, and then go inside. So I went to the end of that quiet street, then made a U-turn and headed back to the apartment complex. I made it back about 2 or 3 minutes after the clown would have arrived. I parked my car on the opposite end of the lot to where I had seen the clown going. He was nowhere in sight now, but there were a lot of cars there. After getting out of my car, I began walking for my apartment building. But that's when I saw the guy again. The clown was now walking on a sidewalk near the front of one of the buildings. When I saw him, I started to walk faster to get to my building. But when the clown saw me, it was like he was after me right away. He changed directions and was now headed for where I was. We were still a long distance away from each other, though. I hightailed it for the side door of my apartment building. As soon as I started moving, I saw the clown start to run after me. This caused me to run as well. I went as fast as I could, and thankfully, I was able to reach the door. I quickly went inside and made sure that the door shut behind me. Then I ran up the stairs to my floor. I didn't hear the door opening behind me, so I'm assuming that the clown did not get in. Then I went to my apartment and was finally home. I didn't get any knocks on my door or have anything strange happen. And since then, I haven't seen that crazy clown. I wonder who it was though, and why the guy followed me. Did he know who I was, or was I just a random target? Obviously, I wouldn't probably recognize the guy if I saw him, unless of course he was dressed as a clown again. I'm hoping that nothing like that happens again. I live by myself, and my house is out in the country a little bit. I haven't lived here for that long, about 2 years now. The backyard to my house is very large, and there's a big woods taking up most of it. One night, when I was at home by myself, the weather was very nice. I opened up a back window to get a bit of a breeze in the room that I was in and to cool it down. Sometime later on in the night, with the window being open, I heard a noise coming from what sounded like the edge of the woods. I walked over and then looked outside, thinking maybe another deer was in my yard. What I saw instead shocked me. I saw a man, fully dressed as a clown from head to toe, sprinting through the woods. He briefly came out of the woods just in front of the trees before darting back in. The guy was running extremely fast, like a full sprint. He never looked over at me or my house, and I could see the long green hair from the clown mask blowing in the wind. After making it past me, he continued through the woods, now way out of my sight. I was left in shock at what I had just seen. It was probably a total of like 3 seconds that I saw the guy because he was running so fast. I was wondering why, but I was also wondering where did he come from and where was he going. I didn't have any prankster neighbors that I was aware of or anything. I kept watching out the window for a good amount of time, but I never saw the clown come back and I didn't hear anything either. Maybe an hour or so later, I was still curious about it, so I decided to go outside. I walked out my back door and stepped into the yard. There was an open space of grass and my patio back there before it was pretty much surrounded by woods. When I got outside, it was very calm and quiet. I only heard the sound of the leaves blowing in the wind. I walked around the backyard and even took a few steps into the woods. I didn't hear or see anything strange at all. Apparently, it seemed as though the clown had just run through the woods in my yard and that was it. He hadn't left anything or done anything. I kept walking around my yard and I soon got to the side of my house. From there, I can sort of see my next door neighbor's house, even though it's a good distance away. I just remember that I looked over and I saw something in the window. On the second floor, I noticed the clown. He was inside of the house and looking at me. It gave me the creeps to see. I was pretty sure that an older woman lived in that house and I wasn't aware of anybody else who lived there. But I didn't think that it was her who ran through my yard or was pretending to be a clown. I had met her once, but I didn't really know her. I figured she maybe had somebody over, maybe a kid or grandkid who was messing with me. After that, I went back inside of my house. For the next few days, nothing strange happened, and I sort of forgot about the clown. But then, I happened to be outside in the front door, and I saw my next door neighbor was out as well. I remembered what had happened, and I decided to talk to her. I walked over, and I asked her if anybody else lived with her or was staying with her several days before. She said no. I told her about what happened with the clown and stuff. She told me that she had no idea what that would have been, because she was sure that nobody was in her house, and she also told me that she had been gone that night. When I heard this, it sort of freaked me out. I really didn't know how to explain it, and I still don't. Since then, I haven't seen the clown or anything. My neighbor still lives there by herself, and she hasn't found any clowns or guys living there too. I'm not sure if that clown guy broke into her house that night or what. Either way, it was very strange. This happened one night like 5 years ago. I had just finished work and it had been a pretty long day. I worked at a restaurant at the time and it was open pretty late, so I didn't get off of work until nearly midnight. After leaving, I began the drive back home, which usually took about 10 minutes. I lived in a quiet town and the roads back to my house were pretty dark and quiet as well. Mostly there were roads with either farmlands or woods on both sides. As I got closer to my neighborhood, I was driving down a pretty quiet street near a wooded area. I saw a sign on the road that said, "Construction Detour." It was completely blocking where I had to go, and the sign had white and orange stripes. It was basically blocking off the entire street. So I couldn't go the normal way home that I always did. I had no idea why the road was closed or anything like that, but I wasn't using directions to get home or anything because I knew the way. The detour was pointing to the left, so I made the turn, and I figured that it would connect to another street that led to mine. After going down this road, it started to curve, and it was much quieter than the other. It was also heavily surrounded by forest. I drove down this road for maybe a quarter mile. There were a few narrow driveways that I passed by, but then I saw what looked like a dead end. This had to be a mistake. Why would this be a detour if it was a dead end road? My headlights were the only light at all, and as I got closer to the dead end, I saw something. It was really just woods in all directions, but then I noticed this clown face looking at me, and then there was another and another. When I got closer to the end of the road, I saw about 10 people all wearing these creepy clown masks. They were all standing anywhere from 1 to 10 feet into the woods. It was like a herd of deer all looking at me as I approached. I was instantly creeped out. I slammed on my brakes on the narrow road. I wanted to turn around, and I knew that I needed to turn around, but there was no space on the road to do so. So I turned my car and then hit reverse, and then started going back and forth to slowly turn my car around with the small space that I had. As I was doing this, I saw some of the clowns start to emerge from the woods. A few of them began to walk in my direction. They were maybe 100 feet away from me, and I scrambled to go faster. Soon, the clowns started to jog after me. It was one of the creepiest things I've ever seen. By the time I finally got my car all the way turned around, they were now running at me. I quickly hit the gas, and at least 5 clowns were all sprinting towards my car. I got out of there before they caught up with me, and then went back to the other road. I didn't look back, and then I drove until I found a longer way around the area that led back to my neighborhood. Eventually, I made it back home, and I could not believe what had just happened. I didn't know how to explain it. The next day when I went to work, there was no roadblock or construction or anything. I was able to drive down the road that had been completely closed off, no problem. It makes me think that the signs were put there, possibly by those clowns. Was it just a prank to scare people driving by, or was it something worse? What would have happened if those clowns had caught up with me? I don't know, but I'm glad I don't have to find out. For a little bit of background to this story, I live alone. My house is way out in the country, and it's in a very quiet city. The street has no sidewalk, and in fact is a cul-de-sac, and I'm towards the end of it. My house isn't that big or anything, but everyone's yard is a decent size. Everything in general is more spread out, and I know most of my neighbors, and most of them know me as well. So going back to last year, it all started one night. I remember that I was at home, and it was a little bit later at night. For whatever reason, I was looking out one of the front windows. I don't remember exactly why I was, but I just know that I saw somebody jogging down the street. It was a man who was somewhat tall and thin, and he jogged pretty slow down the side of the street. He was kind of looking around as he jogged, like he was really taking in the scene that was around him. It wasn't like the typical jogger who is zoned in on running. He ended up soon going out of my sight. Now, this is really nothing strange, but it was out of the ordinary for my neighborhood. We literally never had joggers or people walking down the road. I knew this guy wasn't one of the neighbors, and for whatever reason, it seemed kind of odd to me. Obviously, though, there was nothing that I could do about it, and ultimately, I didn't think that it was anything. The most logical thought is that the guy lived a ways away and was just out for a jog, or maybe he was staying with a neighbor. It was a little strange that it was like 10 p.m., though. The next night, even a little bit later than that, I happened to notice the guy again. I promise you, I don't just sit and stare out my front window all night, so I don't know how I happened to see him two nights in a row, but I did. It gets worse though, because I actually saw him again later that night. This time he was walking though, and once again looking around at all the houses. He walked to the end of the cul-de-sac, then walked back. I still didn't think too much of it. By the next day, I had forgotten all about the guy. Now, fast forward to the next night. No, I didn't see the jogging man again this night. I just had a normal evening, and when it got late, I went up to go to bed. My bedroom is upstairs in the house and at the back end of it as well. I have a little window looking out to the backyard. Now, I kid you not, right as I was about to crawl into bed, I looked out of my window into the backyard. When I did, I saw a guy standing there, walking along the back side of it, and he was wearing a clown mask. He wasn't dressed as a clown. He had normal clothing on of dark-colored sweatpants and a sweatshirt, but he was wearing this creepy clown mask over his face. It honestly kind of resembled Ronald McDonald. Based on the build, though, I just thought that it might have been the guy who had been jogging around the neighborhood. It looked similar, and I was connecting the dots. The man continued walking, and then seemed to turn around and go back the opposite way. Soon he was out of my sight, and appeared to maybe be off my property as well. I decided to go downstairs and investigate. When I got down there, I looked out of just about every window in the house. I didn't see the guy, and I figured that he was gone. I wasn't sure what that was all about. Why was a clown man in my backyard? And was it really the same man who had been jogging around the neighborhood? Something fishy was going on. I stayed up downstairs for a little while. I wasn't tired anymore, and I hate trying to sleep when I'm not tired. So I decided to sit down on the couch and watch TV until I could relax again and get sleepy. I sat down there for probably about 20 minutes. Then I heard a noise from the back end of the house. I got up and looked out of a window. The clown man was back. But not only that, now he was at my back door, and it looked like he was trying to get inside. I had a gun at the time, but it was upstairs in my bedroom and was locked up. I had never had to use it in my time living there, and had it for a long time. I should have brought it downstairs, but I just forgot, which makes me feel dumb looking back. But that's just what happened. I went over to the door and yelled loudly that I had a gun and I would shoot the guy if he broke in. I was hoping that would scare him off, and I wouldn't need to even get my gun. But his response was not what I was expecting. Not only did he not go away, but I heard from the other side of the door the clown laughing. It was this creepy laugh, the way you would expect a scary clown to. Then I ran upstairs to actually get my gun. By now my adrenaline was really going, and I got up into my room, got the gun, and then went back downstairs. However, when I arrived back down there, the clown was gone. I opened up the back door and looked around. I went all through the backyard, but he wasn't there. He must have finally ran away. I called the police and reported a suspicious clown man and possible attempted break-in. They came to my house and I spoke with them for a while. After that night, he did not return, and I also didn't see the jogging man either. I really think that it was the same guy, and that possibly he was scouting out the houses disguised as a jogger or something, because that was really suspicious.